Okay, did you watch the final episode of The Block last night? Brisbane Battlers, they call themselves The Battlers. Jimmy and Tam Wilkins have made television history, taking home over $1 million after winning the series. They sold their 1950s-inspired home for $4,256,000. It was $966,000 above the reserve. They also got $100,000 for winning overall. It's life-changing money. I've got them on the line, Jimmy and Tam. Well done.
Good morning.
Okay, the plumber and the barmaid, what are you going to do with $1 million? Don't say blow it.
No. We went on this thing to set our daughter up, so it'll be spent wisely.
Oh gosh, we still don't know what we're going to do. We'll definitely buy land somewhere, and build a. We're going to do our off the grid barn like we did in the Lego challenge.
Yeah.
We don't know what else we're going to do yet. We're just going to
build a 1950s inspired brand new home. That's what you're good at.
we could do that. Too.
Whereabouts are you going to look to try and buy a place? Do you think?
Oh, it'll probably be sort of Sunshine Coast, hinterland towards Gympie, somewhere around there.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful yeah. Part of the world. Yeah, for sure. There's Schoolies Week up on the Sunshine Coast at the moment. You'll be able to sort of hang out with them.
Oh, we've got enough partying to do down here, mate.
Yep.
So $1 million, like, it was off the charts last night, 966,000 above reserve. I want you to put yourself back on that couch and what was going through your brain.
It was crazy because when it first came through, when the auction started, the numbers were quite mumbled and we didn't know what happened. But then when it got confirmed, the 4.2 bid with the 910 over reserve,
yeah.
The room we were in, so we were in one of the studios with Scotty and all the producers and camera stuff, the room just went off its head. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, no one could believe what had just happened. And even the executive producer, Julian Kress, was like stood up like a meerkat, like just looking around because he couldn't believe what had just happened.
Oh, it must have been an amazing feel. I bet you wish you could bottle it and just have that feeling.
Yeah.
But do you know what the best thing is? We've got that footage on film for the rest of our life.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Of course.
We have bottled it up.
Oh, yeah, you have got it. Now, Tam, you worked at the local bowls club. Which one? Where was that?
So North Brisbane, the Ferny Grove Bowls Club.
Oh, right. So you're going to go back and pull a few schooners when you're allowed in?
I'll definitely pull a few schooners, but I won't be working there.
What's wrong with the Ferny Grove Bowls Club? You can do
there
a casual shift.
There is nothing wrong with it. I'm ready to hang up the boots and move on and pursue something different. And, you know, I think I've found something that I really love doing. So I'm hoping that I can have a new career path.
Yeah, well, you're good at it. So, Jimmy, you were the CrossFit champion and you were training Tam and then you ended up getting married at that bowls club.
Yeah, it's a funny story. It is a funny story, but look, I'll tell you now, I'm not a CrossFit champion anymore.
We're a building champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jimmy, I did want to talk about this though, mate. You're the supporter of a mental health organisation called Trade Mutt. Can you tell me about it, mate? It's about the mental health of tradies.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's a massive thing these days. Like, men are so, we bottle everything up and we never talk about things. So this is an outlet. They've got a foundation called TACS, which stands for This Is a Conversation Starter. So those shirts you see everywhere,
yeah.
Anyone wearing one of those shirts just means, you know, I'm free to come and have a chat. So if you're struggling, come and have a chat to me. But if you're past that point, then there's the foundation 24/7 hotline you can call and talk to professionals and get the help you need. Because, I mean, you know, the guys out there and the girls on the construction sites, everyone on those sites are, you know, we need support too. And the suicide rates on construction sites are just mind-boggling. So, I mean, these guys
yep.
from Trade Mutt are doing just great things to help out. And themselves, Dan and Ed, are absolute legends and legitimately want to help, you know, construction sites and anyone really that is struggling to get through their battles. Because, you know, we are in such trying times at the moment with COVID and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just got to know there is someone there and there is light at the end of the tunnel and there's always a way out.
Yeah, good stuff. It's a great message and good on you for supporting it. Now, where are you two at the moment?
We're sitting in the kitchen at the block.
Oh, you're at the block?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're still here. We're still here. So we're waiting for the borders to open so that we can head back and celebrate with our Queensland family then.
Yeah, at the Fernie Grove Bolo.
At the Bolo.
At the Bolo.
At the Bolo.
Oh, well, you know what? That was a real feel-good moment last night. I've got a lot of emails about it this morning, a lot of texts from friends through the night last night who are watching and hoping that the Queenslanders won, and you won, and you won big, and you won $1 million, and you're going to buy a block of land on the Sunshine Coast hinterland, and you're going to live happily ever after and be expert house designers for the rest of your life. How's that sound?
How good is that? That's a story that's going to be told for a long time from our end.
Good stuff. Jimmy and Tam, well done.
Thanks, mate.